Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Trump says he'll move to another social media platform or build out his own after Twitter last night permanently cut him off. But one of his possible options is facing trouble. Parler is popular with the president's supporters, but Google has suspended Parler from its app store, saying many posts incite violence, which, as NPR's Bobby Allen reports, violates Google's rules.
Fans of Trump, fed up with Facebook and Twitter, have turned to Parler, a much smaller social media site that has a more anything-goes stance towards content. Google says some of Parler's posts go too far and has stripped Parler from Google's app store. Apple followed by putting Parler on notice, saying if the site doesn't commit to changes, it will be banned from Apple's App Store, too. The actions are the latest crackdown from Silicon Valley on posts seen as potentially causing more violence around the country after the riot on the Capitol. And it's the same logic Twitter applied in banning President Trump. In a now-deleted tweet from the POTUS account, Trump says Twitter has attacked his free speech. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
Draft impeachment articles against President Trump are circulating on Capitol Hill. So far, some 150 Democrats support the move, including Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy of Illinois, who says even though the president only has days left in office, there are many reasons that he should still be impeached.
The president has not ruled out pardoning himself. He's actively looking at that. And the insurrectionists in connection with Wednesday. Secondly, he still has access to the awesome might of the military. And then third, and probably most disturbing, is that what happened on January 6th, this past Wednesday, might not be the end of the insurrection, but the beginning.
Krishnamoorthy was in his office when the attack on the Capitol began. Law enforcement officials say dozens of people have been arrested in connection with the chaos at the U.S. Capitol. Hawaii Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty reports one of the men who allegedly took part has been arrested in Honolulu.
Nicholas Oakes was apprehended by federal authorities in Hawaii on Thursday after a warrant for his arrest was issued by a federal judge in Washington, D.C. Oakes is the leader of the far-right Hawaii Proud Boys group and unsuccessfully ran for a seat in the State House of Representatives in 2020. In seeking a warrant for his arrest, the FBI cited tweets from Oakes' personal Twitter account and an interview he did with CNN as evidence placing him at the Capitol during the riot. Photos posted on Oakes' Twitter feed show him smoking a cigarette inside the Capitol Wednesday. Oakes is scheduled to appear in federal court in Honolulu. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Finnerty in Honolulu.
This is NPR. The oldest living Olympic champion is 100 years old today. Agnes Coletti of Hungary was in her 30s when she won 10 Olympic medals, including 5 gold ones, competing against athletes half her age. But as Joanna Kakissis reports, that's only part of her story.
Born in 1921, Agnes Coletti was a star gymnast when World War II canceled the 1940 and 1944 Olympics. She's Jewish and survived the Holocaust by hiding under an assumed name. Nazis murdered her father at Auschwitz. Coletti told a reporter in 1995 that an injury forced her to drop out of the 1948 Olympics.
I wanted to go to the next Olympic Games, though I was already 27 and I was 7-8 years older than anybody else.
Coletti went on to win 4 gold medals in the 1952 Helsinki Games and another 6 in the 1956 Melbourne Games. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
Buckingham Palace says Britain's 94-year-old Queen Elizabeth and her 99-year-old husband, Prince Philip, were vaccinated for COVID-19 today. Royal sources say the news was made public to counter any speculation about their health. Britain is under a strict lockdown after a record spike in infections. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.